Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings to everyone that is tuning in this morning. I am grateful for you to be tuning in this morning at 8 a.m. Central Time, the Black Box Show. This is your co-host, Roosevelt Muhammad, a.k.a. Champ God, and the host of this show is the Lord of all the worlds, the creator and maker of us and the planet Earth. I thank you for tuning in this morning to the Black Box Show to hear what would be the outcome of the topic, You Deserve the Best. Some of you all on your way to work in a traffic jam, some of you all getting off from work, headed home or heading to the gym to get that workout in, and the best time to work out is early in the morning. The first thing we should do when we get up in the morning is to clean ourselves spiritually, mentally, and the physical body that we live inside of, to clean it and to praise and honor our Creator, and afterwards to meditate, to do whatever workout that is satisfying to you, whether it be yoga, whether it be lifting weights, walking or running. We must continue to do this. Just like Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within us. So if the kingdom of God is within us, we must take a stand. We must stand up in ourselves and say, I must be the king. I must be the queen inside of this temple, inside of this kingdom that I am a part of. That's why you deserve the best. You was made by the best. And nothing that is other than the best will be satisfying to you. It's in your DNA. You was born to win. You was born rich. Yes, you may not have yet on the outside what is going on in the inside, but the real manifestation of what we truly want, whether it be a certain vehicle, a certain type of home, a certain type of business, whatever it may be, it starts within. Nothing is coming out the sky and manifesting before our eyes. Whatever is manifesting outside of us is coming from within us. That's why we have to stop depriving ourselves and start reviving ourselves. We must inspire to conspire before we expire. Some of us are fasting during this month of Ramadan, like myself, going for over 16, 17 hours without drinking, without eating anything. My spirit from day one during this month of Ramadan have escalated, breaking all glass ceilings. It wouldn't even matter if it was a chip of glass. It's gone. And that's the high we must all be on. Whether you participate in Ramadan or not, it's about what you want in life. It's about you. It's not about them. It's not about they. It's about you. What do you want in life for yourself that you've been having a burning desire inside of you to have, to be a part of, to do, to accept? Why continue to put yourself on the back burner? Why continue to tell yourself you don't deserve it? It's not your time. It's not for you. Well, when is it? When will you start taking charge? When will you start saying, right now is my time? Because if you really be honest with yourself, and what I'm expressing to you, what I'm sharing with you, this is what caused me to be on this journey I'm on, this spiritual journey. Look, I wouldn't care if someone offered me a bag of drugs and say, you know what, I don't even want no money. I just want to see you happy. I just want to see you prosperous. In my life now, I can turn that down. I wouldn't even hold a conversation past 2 minutes. I wouldn't even go past 120 seconds puzzling, hoping and wondering, should I do this or not? I can say, no, I'm just fine. And you need to be on this journey that I'm in so you can come out of that world and be in the real world. See, the outside world have trained us to the point whereas it controls us. It controls the way we think. It controls the way we act. It controls the way we feel. It controls the way we see and the way we hear. It controls us. And that's why when we look back at the first time we had some amazing thoughts to pop up in our mind, and we say, you know what? I don't see nobody else doing this. I'm going to do this. Man, I can do this. And here go some other thoughts pop up. You know ain't nobody going to support you. You know ain't nobody going to buy from you. You just wasting time. You know you can't handle that. You know you don't have the money for that. You know people gonna come to tell you no. And when we entertain those thoughts, we put what the Creator gave us to set ourselves in heaven. I'm not talking about the heaven in the sky, the Milky Way, the golden street, the pot of honey. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a condition. Heaven is a state of mind. It's a state whereas is nothing but peace, happiness, and the joy of living. It feels good to go wherever we want to go, whatever our heart desires. It feels good to buy what we want to buy, not to be a show off, not to show people that we're better than them. It feels good to have passive income, that whether we are awake or whether we are resting, money is still coming in, like product going down the assembly lines. Money is coming in throughout the day, throughout the night, throughout the morning. Money is coming in. That's a beautiful feeling, that when you get an alert from your email account, not coming from somebody trying to get you to buy something, or somebody is giving you some information that you don't really care for. But when you can see that alert coming through your email account, and when you click on, and when you see the zeros with a number 1 through 9, with the comma and the decimal point, it feels good. We didn't rob nobody. We didn't take from nobody. We didn't con nobody out of nothing. We didn't even ask nobody for nothing. It feels good that I've been telling people this, because this is what I'm practicing. This is what I'm living. Everything that you get out of me is real. It's facts. Because one thing I do not appreciate, even coming from other people that confront me or present to me something, do not come with no mess. Do not try to get me involved in something that you know is not going to work for me. You just want to benefit off me. But you know, I've been down that road before, that I had a lot of people to burn me with lies, with deceit, make it sound so good that you can, it's like reaching in the refrigerator and getting whatever you want at that moment just to satisfy your craving. People that took advantage of me, people took my kindness for weakness. And you know what? The positive in that, they seen something in me. And when a person sees something in you, they're going to come like that. And that's why you have to study what a person is saying. Do not interrupt them. Let them talk. And you will see whether they be true or whether they be false. That's why I tell people, do not be a back row thinker. A back row thinker is just like a spectator, always saying, if it was me doing that, this is how I would do it. But having did nothing in their own life to say, you know what, I done accomplished something that was powerful, something that the average thinker will say it's impossible to do. but to write a goal down. That whatever you earning annually, yearly, to write a goal, I'm getting ready to tell you how to make this manifest. First of all, you must be patient with yourself. You must be patient with yourself. You must be patient with the God that is within you. Going back to what Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. He letting us know if the kingdom of God is within us, there must be a God that live in the kingdom. No God in the sky. Many people still screaming and hollering to the God in the sky, and they still struggling. They still in a poor condition. When we continue to do things over and over again and we get the same results, that's insanity. Why not do something new? Will it hurt? You already hurt anyway. Will it hurt to practice something, even though it's new to you? It even may sound strange. What do you have to lose? You don't have to put up no money. You don't have to convince nobody to join on with you. And then for them to join, to get somebody, see, this is no scheme. This is no pyramid scheme. This is something to benefit you. All the answers that we need is within us. Okay, let's get to it. When you write down the goal or goals that you want to see your annual income to be your monthly income, you can set that goal for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever is comfortable with you. You want to set the goal whereas it will be worth your time to work it. To work it. And once you write down your goals, this is how you meditate on your goals. You look at your goals before you go into a state of stillness in the process of meditating by seeing and feeling yourself being, doing, and having what you want, not later on, but now. Because you have to convince yourself that you already have your goals inside of you, within. It first has to be manifested within us, inside that temple where we live. Because what is being produced within, it will come outside of the physical body. Because we are spiritual beings living inside of the physical body. The physical body is a mass of energy. That's why healing is within us. And whatever we are entertaining in our mind, it will turn into something that is material in physical form. So I want us to understand that I have heard people, and I did the way they did it, and it really didn't work for me. And meditation don't have to be for a whole straight hour. You can start off meditating on your goals for 10 minutes. A good, solid, getting full of the feeling 10 minutes, I guarantee you, if you go in, not worried about how this going to happen, when it going to happen, where it going to happen, but you go in being full of joy, I guarantee you, as you continue to be consistent doing that, no matter what come in your mind that is negative to take you off course or to discourage you, do not a hint, nor a bit to give it your time. So you go in for 10 minutes and you go in your mental into that home, opening up that business that you want to open up, doing the things you always wanted to do, drive what you want to drive. You have to go into your mind. Because like it says in the Bible, as a man thinketh, so is he. But also, as a mind, M-I-N-D, as a mind thinketh, so is he. When you begin to think in your mind, in your mental state, that you are actually having what you want to wear, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, you walking out your home into the vehicle that you want to drive. You want the vehicle to be what you want it to be, the interior and the exterior. And you seeing yourself that you riding something that's paid for. You have the keys to it. You have the title to it. And you driving wherever you want to drive. It can be from your house to Starbucks. It can be from your house to your mother's house. It can be wherever you want to go. It can be it. But you have to see it. And you have to get full of the feeling that this is real. That's why all the movies that we see, it comes from those producers meditating. We see movies, we be like, wow, I ain't never thought about that. It'd be some amazing, profound things. And it comes from the person that wrote the movie. This is what they practice. This is what they practice. Are you tired of being the supporting actor or actress? It's time for you to be the star of the show, the star of the movie, the star of the episode in your life. The energy that you use on something that's not giving you nothing in return, use that energy on this day to start this process. And when you go, see, I'm just telling you, you can go from your home. You can go inside that home. It doesn't matter where you want to live. It doesn't matter. You don't have to stay with your mama no more, your daddy no more. You do not have to stay in a neighborhood where there is crime taking place. If you really want to stay in a decent environment, you really want that big brick home
that you can walk outside and you can hear the birds sing. Hell, you can't hardly hear no birds sing where there's a lot of violence taking place, but you can just be in tune with nature. And you can walk. You don't have to worry about looking at those that want to get you. But you can live comfortable. This is called living comfortable. You don't have to be a roommate. You don't have to just do enough just to get by. That's spooky. To keep praying to your God and you ain't getting nothing what you're praying about. That's spooky. Do you want to change that? It's only one God, but it's many gods. That's why I use the name Creator, because nothing can come behind a creator, only a duplicator. But a creator, it's just like when you go to the store and you getting that ketchup, you getting that certain brand, or whatever other product you buying, it's a certain brand that has quality to it. Well, it's just like the creator. Because if I start calling on gods, that's artificial. I want a God that is all natural, organic, that is real. No bacteria, none of that. No GMO, but a God that is pure, a God that is real. So do this for yourself. And I guarantee you, the goal that you set, and continue to be patient. For an example, you go with determination. You ain't let nothing and nobody get in your way for them 30 days to accomplish your goal. You gonna see some results. Now, just so happen you don't see all what you wanted, that doesn't mean for you to stop. So you know what? I done see some results in 30 days. I'm finna set it for 60 days. But it all depends on you. The way you see things and the way you feel about things. Nobody can make you be what they want you to be unless you give them permission. Continue to tune in to the Black Box Show next Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. May the Creator bless you and your family and you setting goals to be successful. May the Creator bless you abundantly. Because there's no turning back to go back to that place that is unhappy. Have a blessed and prosperous day and have a blessed and prosperous life. Thank you for tuning in to the Black Box Show.